I have a file folder that I carry around with a label on it where I've written the word now. I have paper copies of emails, lists of things to do, notes from meetings, and other things. They are in the now folder because I need to at least pay attention to them now and hopefully follow through on them now. It is also called the now folder because I used to have a file folder that I had labeled later. I put things in there which could be, you know, put off for a while, till later. Honestly, I'm not exactly sure what happened to this file folder. I could have accidentally lost it or just realized that in truth, later means never, and so I may have just sort of let it go away. Anyway, I was looking at my now folder yesterday, and I came across some notes from a program staff meeting here at the church early in March. And the notes were from a meeting where we were doing some planning and thought for our Palm Sunday and Holy Week and Easter services. The first note reads, "For procession of palms on Palm Sunday, DM, that's me, and Crucifer, please go slower, ! Apparently last year the Crucifer and I took off and left everybody in our wake and the procession far behind. There is also a note that follows about dimming the lights for the stripping of the altar on Maundy Thursday, and then a note that I find particularly interesting that reads, don't forget treats after the vigil, ! But then I came to some notes from a staff meeting, maybe a week later or so, that reads, what is live streaming? How does it work? And then from a few days later, a note reads, decision about Caritas. Can they be here 2 weeks? And finally, another sheet of paper from a few days later, I'd written, we have to stay connected. How? These are pieces of paper and notes from only a few weeks ago. But as I looked at them, I felt like I was undertaking some historical research project, going through dusty old documents from bygone days. It feels like a lifetime ago. Somewhere along the way, we passed from one world to another. So much seems to have passed and even passed away in such a short span of time. And their passing has been exhausting for everyone. Because 1 minute you're up and hopefully and hopeful and ready to go, and the next you're terrified, and the next tearful. I mean, really, really tearful from watching a video that millions of people all over the world are watching that shows people on the sidewalk cheering and applauding as nurses leave the hospital and arrive at the hospital at the shift change. And so here we are today for the fifth Sunday in an empty church talking to a smartphone, trying to pretend like I can see you, Isabel, and Kenan, or Harry, or Jack, or Lucy. Last Easter morning last year, as near as anyone can tell, there were about 1,000 people crammed into this church for the two services. And all anyone, honestly, was really worried about was finding a parking place and seating for Easter brunch later. This isn't like any Easter Sunday that any of us can remember. Not one of us. But we are a part of the beloved community of Jesus. So, did you know that we at every moment are surrounded by a great and mighty cloud of witnesses amongst the communion of saints? So we have a long and living memory. So I have been thinking that this quiet, nearly empty church probably more closely resembles an Easter day a long time ago. Long before a single glorious Easter hymn had been written, long before there were Easter traditions like special dresses and hats and amazing displays of flowers. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Betty. Long before there was a church at all. A long time ago, in the quiet, with nearly no one around, after the Sabbath, as we remember, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. It makes me so glad that they were together. At least they had each other. But it was only the two of them. In another part of the story, we hear that everyone else is locked away in hiding, terrified that they will be the next to fall. Mary Magdalene and Mary went, expecting to see Jesus' grave, a monument, the great Tom Long writes, to the sadness they felt in the soul, a confirmation of the cruel truth that the world finally beats mercy and righteousness to death. So, might does make right. Dreams of peace and justice and mercy are just that, dreams. And thinking that love is the final answer is for losers. The forgotten stay forgotten, the lost stay lost, and most certainly the dead stay dead. But something happened with these two women on their way, arm in arm, as they make their way through a world they thought they understood. Because somewhere along the way that morning, they passed into a new world. In the new world they pass into, the shape this earth has shaken off, shrugged away the stone sealing up Jesus in the tomb. And soldiers are too afraid to draw their swords, and an angel sits nonchalantly on the stone with his legs dangling off, like he's wondering what is all the fuss about, and says simply, "He's not here." And then the angel gives them a few pointers for living in this new world that they have just passed into. First, do not be afraid. Because God has raised Jesus, you genuinely and fundamentally do not need to be afraid. Not of dying and not of living. There is hardship, there is suffering, there is calamity. You will be called losers, dreamers, fools, and worse. For the love of Christ, but do not be afraid. The kingdom of heaven is yours now. And in this new resurrection world we have passed into, we can expect to see Jesus risen and glorious, just as he told us we would. Wherever a cup of water is given to the thirsty, wherever the naked are clothed, wherever the blind receive their sight and the captives are set free, wherever on this very day doctors and nurses keep showing up to bring the gift of God's healing under fearful circumstances. We will see him and fall at his feet in worship, because he has promised to be with us always, showing us that now, not later, his love for us is stronger than death. We are in a new world right now. We've had to leave so much behind already. And there is so much that we need to do and will need to do in the days to come to bind up together what is broken and mend what needs healing. And in a way now, I don't think any of us could ever have imagined, we truly are all in this together, all a part of the human family of God. God will have work for us to do in the days to come, to show how near his risen Son is to the hurt in this world. And just as the angel sent Mary Magdalene and the other Mary running to bring tidings of great joy to those locked away in fear, we too will be sent out to be people of healing and hope and joy, because in this new world, in a way we might never have understood before, we are truly children of the resurrection. For he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.